Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
America's favorite dance party, American Bandstand.
If they'd have said television is more popular than Jesus, I might have got away with it.
You're rocking with the Wolfman!
Now, CKDO presents Today in Rock and Roll History. Here's Daryl McClain.
Today in Rock and Roll History, it's March 18th, 1965. Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, and Bill Wyman are arrested for insulting behavior in London. The act? Urinating on the wall of a gas station. Also March 18th, 1965, John Lennon gives his friend and ex-quarryman Pete Shotton £20,000 to open Hailing Supermarkets. Lennon, George Harrison, and Shotton become joint directors of the Hailing Supermarkets Limited. It's March 18th, 1972, and Paul Simon scores his first solo number one album when his self-titled debut goes to number one on the album charts, featuring the hit single Mother and Child Reunion.
But the mother and child reunion is only a motion away.
March 18th, 2001. Mamas and Papas singer, songwriter, and leader John Phillips dies of heart failure at the age of 65. Finally, it's March 18th, 1973, and the number one song on this day comes from one of Philadelphia's most popular and long-lived groups, the OJs, and the song, Love Train. I'm Daryl McClain, and that's Today in Rock and Roll History.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
America's favorite dance party, American Bandstand.
If they'd have said television is more popular than Jesus, I might have got away with it.
You're rocking with the Wolfman!
Now, CKDO presents Today in Rock and Roll History. Here's Daryl McClain.
Today in Rock and Roll History, it's April 26th, and happy birthday to twangin' guitar player Duane Eddy, born on this day in 1938. April 26th, 1960, the filming of G.I. Blues with Elvis Presley begins in Hollywood.
I got the 1, 2, 3 for a hockey passion G.I. Blues.
It's April 26th, 1964, and the Beatles attend Roy Orbison's 28th birthday party. April 26, 1967. Mamas and Papas singer Mama Cass Elliott gives birth to a daughter, Owen Vanessa, in Los Angeles.
Each night before you go to bed, my baby.
It's April 26, 1969, and the original cast of Hair starts a 13-week run at number one on the album charts.
Good morning, sunshine.
It's April 26, 1982, and in broad daylight in downtown L.A., Rod Stewart is mugged and is robbed of his $50,000 Porsche. And finally, it's April 26th, 1969, and the number one song across Canada this day comes from Edwin Starr. It's the first hit for Motown Records after Berry Gordy's company buys up Starr's Rick Tick label. The number one song, 25 Miles. I'm Daryl McClain, and that's Today in Rock and Roll History.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
America's favorite dance party, American Bandstand.
If they'd have said television is more popular than Jesus, I might have got away with it.
You're rocking with the Wolfman!
Now, CKDO presents Today in Rock and Roll History. Here's Daryl McClain.
Today in Rock and Roll History, it's July 4th, 1938, and happy birthday to Bill Withers, born on this day in Slab Fork, West Virginia.
Lean on me when you're not strong.
July 4th, 1969, Grand Funk Railroad performs at the Atlanta Pop Festival. Capitol Records sees the band at the show and later signs them to a record deal.
She's some kind of wonderful.
It's July 4th, 1976. Elton John and Kiki Dee release Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Don't go breaking my heart. I couldn't if I tried.
It's July July 4th, 1980, and the Beach Boys give a free outdoor performance to an estimated 500,000 people in Washington, D.C. July 4th, 1992, John Phillips of the Mamas and Papas receives a liver transplant at L.A. Medical Center. It's July 4th, 2003. Singer, songwriter, producer, and five-time Grammy Award winner Barry White dies of kidney failure at the age of 58.
Never, never gonna give you up. I'm never, ever gonna stop.
And finally, it's July 4th, 1976, and the number one song on this day is a one-hit wonder. It's the only one for the Starland Vocal Band. They win Grammy for Best New Artist of 1976, beating out bands like Boston, Afternoon Delight. I'm Daryl McLean, and that's Today in Rock and Roll History.